There's been a lot of focus on private industry in the race for a coronavirus vaccine, but the U.S. military is also involved, working with private industry to help create a vaccine for now. The Army is also working on its own vaccine for future strains of the coronavirus. NPR's Tom Bowman checked out the effort at the Walter Reed Army Institute of Research just outside Washington.
Aggie Hadutsky opens a freezer and takes out boxes of DNA. She's a research scientist and part of a team making a COVID vaccine. She places a small, clear plastic tray on the table of her lab. It's dimpled. Pale yellow fluid can be seen under the dozens of dimples.
Some of these are much more yellow than the others. Exactly. What does that mean when it's more yellow?
More yellow means more protein. So we're basically trying to get mammalian cells to generate this protein for us, which would then eventually be used as the vaccine in a clinical trial. So it kind of looks like the spike the way it does in the real virus.
The idea is that the immune system would get to know this protein through the vaccine, and when the real virus hits, the immune system would know how to fight it. Hadutsky became fascinated with viruses as a young girl in Hungary, watching her pathologist mother work on AIDS victims back in the early 1980s.
So even, you know, when the world didn't necessarily know about that this virus is happening, like, that was our dinner table conversation.
Now she has a young daughter. Hadutsky's voice breaks when she talks about the effect the virus is having on her work and family life.
It's hard because our whole days have been upside down, crazy hours, super amount of stress. But then, you know, when I go home, dealing with the whole thing, like going to Trader Joe's is like a two-hour excursion now, you know. And I have a kid who has been at home from school. I have to kind of explain to her what's going on.
The Army's vaccine she's working on will take some time and is expected to target any future coronaviruses. Human trials aren't expected to start until later in the fall. A supply cart rolls down the long corridors at the Institute, past labs. There are closed doors with small signs on the wall. One says viral diseases, another simply malaria. Inside one of these offices is a scientist heading Army efforts to aid in the race for a vaccine for the current pandemic, Kayvon Majarid. He's a large man with wireless glasses and an easygoing manner. His parents came from Iran to New York back in the 1970s. He became interested in vaccines as a medical student.
I decided that I wanted to work on vaccines because it is the most cost-effective and impactful public health tool that we have to saving lives.
Majarid is developing the Army's future vaccine, but is also part of Operation Warp Speed, the government's efforts to help private companies in the U.S. and internationally create coronavirus vaccines. That means sharing the Army's expertise, labs, research animals, locations for human trials in Washington, D.C., San Diego, and San Antonio. He and other officials liking the effort to a horse race, with multiple companies coming out of the gate at the same time.
We're interested in a horse, at least one horse, making it across the finish line as fast as possible and being safe and effective and accessible for our entire population.
Right now, several companies are working on the final phase 3 of human trials in developing a vaccine.
It's not like after the phase 3 trial, hey, the vaccine is ready for everyone. We start to phase it into the population, and we still collect information on how people are responding to that vaccine until we get to a point where it becomes broadly available to the entire population.
The Army has a long history of producing vaccines. Majarid worked on vaccines for Zika and MERS, and one recently approved for Ebola. And then there's Walter Reed, the namesake. He was an Army major in the early 1900s who discovered that yellow fever was spread by mosquitoes, not poor sanitation as some believed at the time. The virus had a devastating effect on soldiers and those working in tropical climates.
So we sprayed and killed all the mosquitoes. People weren't dying. They built the Panama Canal.
My name is Nelson Michael. I am the director of the Center for Infectious Disease Research here at the Walter Reed Army Institute of Research.
There were colored maps of Africa and the world in Michael's office, a picture of him in his uniform when he was an Army colonel. He's often on the phone talking with participants of Operation Warp Speed, a name that has caused some to worry that speed has more to do with politics than science.
There's been a lot of concern about what's being sacrificed by moving so quickly. And I can tell you one thing is very clear, it's being sacrificed, and it's money.
He says in the past, vaccine development would take so long, often years, in part because companies and governments were wary of making an investment. The coronavirus changed all that.
Now everyone's throwing financial caution to the winds, and billions of dollars are in play. But now you have, of course, a worldwide pandemic that's costing trillions of dollars and impacting millions of people's lives.
Michael says the government is working to make sure the human trials are diverse, including reaching out to the Latinx, African American, and Native American communities. But he says there's an even greater challenge once a vaccine is approved.
I am more concerned about, you know, how we're going to execute a vaccine campaign than I am about how we're going to test these vaccines. How are we going to convince Americans that they should sign up for their vaccine?
Some polls show at least 30% of Americans say they won't take the vaccine. There are scientists who say at least 40% of Americans must take it. Michael puts that percentage even higher.
What we really need is to have somewhere between 70 and 90% of Americans that either have been vaccinated and have immunity that way, or have been exposed and survived and have immunity because of natural infection.
A vaccine from at least one of the private companies is expected early next year. No matter what, a strong public health campaign will be needed, Michael says, to convince Americans the vaccine is safe and effective. Tom Bowman, NPR News.